First up, the Brexit. Britain's exit from the European Union just got more complicated. Over the summer, people in the United Kingdom voted 52% to 48% to leave the EU, the Political and Economic Association of European Countries. British Prime Minister Theresa May had planned to formally get that process started early next year. But yesterday, the High Court ruled that the nation's parliament has to vote on the process, meaning Prime Minister May will need the approval of British lawmakers first. The government says that before the Brexit vote, British lawmakers had already determined to leave the decision up to British voters, so the government plans to appeal the decision. But even if it's upheld and stays in place, most experts expect that British members of Parliament will support the Brexit. Giving them a vote means that the Prime Minister's plans could be delayed. Supporters of the High Court's decision hope this will give Britons and their lawmakers more say in the nation's terms for leaving the European Union. Critics say a majority of British voters already chose to leave. They want the government to move forward in honoring that decision.